The Gemara says in the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Tanu Rabbanan, Ma'aseh Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Rabbi Elazar ben Chasam Shehochel Hakbel Pnei Rabbi Shua Pekin. They went to visit Rabbi Shua in Pekin. Amar Lehem, he said to them, Achidosh Av Beis Medrash, what Chidosh was in this Chadosh in the Beis Medrash today? And they didn't want to tell him. They felt they're the Talmidim, he's the Rebbe. It's not proper for them to tell him a Chidosh. He pushed them and finally told him the Chidosh, and they told him that the Chidosh was about the mitzvah of Hakel. That the pasuk says Hakel Asam Anashim Anashim VeHataf. If the men and women come to hear and to listen, taf lama baim, but why does the taf come? What's the reason for the little kids to come? The only reason they come is to give schar to the parents. There's no reason for them to come. They're just little kids, but they come. Liten schar lemeviyayim. So Nebi Shua heard that chiddush. Amar Lehem, he said to them, Margalus tava haisa biyadchem abikashin loved them. And many, you had this beautiful jewel, such a beautiful vart in your hands, and you wanted to hold it back from telling it to me. So he's very appreciative that they ended up telling him this Margalus tava, this beautiful hasbro. And the question is, what was he selling this ball from this vart? Why did he call it a Margalus? Why was it so chaviv to him? Why was it something so precious to Rabbi Shua? And Hermer Simcha in the Meshech Chacham, Parshas Vayelech, says a beautiful hasbro in this Gemara. He says that this is really Rabbi Shua Lashitasa. He says, the Gemara says in Yevamos, in the first Perek Yevamos, that when Rabbi Shua was a baby, his mother would be Malicha Arisasa LeBeis HaKnesses, Kedishi Stabu Aznam B'Divrei Torah. So Rabbi Shua is famous that his mother brought him as a baby in his crib. She would bring his crib into the Beis Medrash. He should hear the words of Torah, even though he obviously couldn't understand and didn't know what's going on, but just to be in an environment of Torah, hear the Divrei Torah, she used to bring him to the Beis Medrash, that from a young age, he should be in a Sviva of Limud HaTorah. So Rabbi Shua was saying that this thing, this pshat you're saying by the taf, that they're coming, why do they come to Hakel Liten Schar Lemeviyayim, even though they don't really understand, this is something that happened to me myself. I myself did this. My mother did it to me in a me'ain of Hakel. This was brought to, not the mamash by Hakel, but going to the Beis Medrash, be able to be there and hear the Divrei Torah. This is something that Rabbi Shua himself experienced, and for that reason this was so chaviv to him, and he called it a Margalus Taiva, and he was very happy that he heard this fart, because he himself in a way was Mekayim this Inyan of Adkan is what he writes over there in the Meshech Chachma. I once heard a beautiful Haysafa to this Vart, B'Shem Amir Simcha. I haven't seen anywhere in print from Amir Simcha, but this is what they say over in Piyosh Shmuel, that he added a beautiful Nakuda over here. He says, if you look in the Mishnah in Yevamos, in Daf Ein Tesem Abayz, the Mishnah says like this, Amar B'Shua, B'Shua says, Shamati, I heard, Shasris Chaylitz V'Chaltzim L'Ishtai, V'Asris Lo Chaylitz V'Chaltzim L'Ishtai. There's a certain din lagabi a Swiss, a person that can't have children, that sometimes he does do chalitza, sometimes he does not do chalitza, v'ainli lefarish, and I don't know, shot, I don't know when he is chalitza and when not. I'm Rabbi Kiva says, ani lefarish, I'll be masber, what the chilik is, when he does chalitza and when not. So it's interesting lashon. Rabbi Shua says, I heard something, but I don't know pshat in it. A similar lashon you have in the Mishnah in Pesachim, Daf Tzadivav and Beis. It says, Amar Rabbi Shua, Shamati Shetmuris Pesach Kreva, Betmuris Pesach Einu Kreva, Einu Lefarish. I heard that sometimes the Tumur of a Pesach is Karev, sometimes it's not Karev, but I don't know the pshat, I don't know when yes, when not, Einu Lefarish. And again, Rabbi Kiva comes and says, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Ani Lefarish, I'll be Mazer when it is and when it's not. So Haloi Davaru, it's an interesting thing. You don't find this usually by other people, that Rabbi Shua says twice, I heard something, but I don't really know what it means, I don't know the pshat, and then Rabbi Kiva explains to him what he means. What's up shot that Bishua kept on hearing things and not having shot in what he heard? So Zakta Meir Simcha, this is that same Rabbi Shua that his mother brought him as a baby in his crib to the Beis Medrash, that he should hear the Vitaire. So he heard the Vitaire and he remembered from his youth, he remembered something about Chasris, is Chayla, it's not Chayla, it's Tumas Pesach, yeah, Karev, not Karev. He remembered vaguely something that he heard as a little baby, a little child, but Ein Lefarish, but he didn't remember well enough to know pshat, because after all, he was a little baby, and therefore Rabbi Kiva went ahead and he was mefarshet. So even these things that Rabbi Shua said beziknusai was a shirayim from what his mother did when she brought him in the crib to the Beis Medrash, and Itaka heard some divrei Torah was niklat belibay of a sichlay, but obviously he wasn't able to explain it because he was a little child at the time. That is the beautiful hasbro of Rameir Simcha. But just end off with Shtigl Ha'ara and the Pshati saying in Argama over here that it's based on the Yerushalmi, that's why he was so chavit to Rabbi Shua, because he himself experienced what they said over here, litin schar lemeviyayim. It is a little bit tzarechim, because the Maisa, what he did was very different than what happens by Hakel. By Hakel, the Gemara says there's absolutely no reason for them to come. They only come litin schar lemeviyayim. By him, the Yerushalmi says, why did his mother bring his crib to the Beis Medrash? Kedishis dapku azna b'divrei Torah, that he should hear divrei Torah. Sounds like there is a reason be'atzim for the child to come. So that's very different than Hakel, where we say there is no reason. It's only litin schar lemeviyayim. And if there is an Indian takashis dapku azna b'divrei Torah, like that's why his mother did it, then why don't we say that's a pshat by Hakel as well? Maybe the kids come, she's dapku azna b'divrei Torah. So if anything, it's a little bit tzarechian that you shami the Bavli don't really seem to shtim. But al kapanim, the side of davar is one that there's an intermin kids to the Beis Medrash, to Limud HaTorah, and that's why Rabbi Shua's mother brought him, and that's why this vart was taka so chavim on him.